There is a big drama going on in the world regarding Ukraine. Let me tell you what that drama is. And Ukraine is in the middle of it. Ukraine also knows that they are being used, but it cannot do anything about it. If you can remember, some time ago, Ukraine's President Zelensky was visiting Britain, France, Poland, and Belgium. And after that, you must have seen American President Joe Biden visiting Ukraine to meet Zelensky. First, he went to Poland, and from there, he secretly entered Ukraine on a train, which was a 10-hour night journey. I hope you remember that scene. So basically, now what has happened is Ukraine's Deputy Foreign Minister, Emin Zaporova, has arrived in India for a 4-day visit. Now you must be thinking, what is the big deal in it? Well, the big deal is that if any Ukrainian government official visits India or any other country, the first thing that comes to mind is, what is their agenda? Because practically, if you see, the country is in mess. The war conflict is not over yet. And if we talk about the Ukrainian citizens, millions of them have fled to nearby countries and other parts of Europe. And many have been displaced inside Ukraine. So in this scenario, what is the purpose behind Ukrainian government officials visiting any country? Obviously, they're not here to sign some trade agreements. They are here for something else. In this video, I will tell you why the Ukrainian Deputy Foreign Minister has arrived in India. I have repeatedly said in my previous videos that the Western countries and their captain is the United States. They all are using Ukraine as a proxy for bringing down Russia. I have an entire playlist on this topic. If you want, you can go through it. You'll get to know about the whole Russia-Ukraine conflict in detail. So anyhow, the Western countries are using Ukraine. Actually, if you see, to keep the war alive, America and Western countries are using Ukraine for war tourism. These Western countries very well know that as long as they keep Ukraine at the center of the world's attention, the war will continue. There has to be an atmosphere of fear. Only then the arms market will continue to make profits, especially the American arms market. The American arms market sustains itself through a combination of factors, including government contracts, civilian gun ownership, and international sales. So they very well know that to increase international weapon sales, this conflict has to carry on. And the only way to do this is to keep Ukraine in front of the world's eye. And this is the only way the Western countries can maintain their pressure on Russia. So keeping this in mind, the Western countries have sent Ukraine's Deputy Foreign Minister to India. Now you may also have a question, she represents Ukraine. Why did I say the Western countries have sent her? The reason I said that is because Ukraine currently does not have enough power to make its own decisions. Where to go, what to say and what to do, all are being decided by Western countries, especially the United States of America. Now, these countries have sent Ukraine's Deputy Foreign Minister to India to create pressure on India. The Western countries are not able to digest India's neutral behavior. The only question that is driving them crazy is why is India not opposing Russia? Since the beginning of the conflict, the United States and several of its allies, both from Europe and other parts of the world, have been trying to put both direct and indirect pressure on India to condemn Russia. And the best part is, India right from day one knew about the reality of this war. That is why India remained neutral, as well as distant. But at the same time, India did whatever it had to as a responsible sovereign country. Now many of you may feel, well, India should have condemned Russia. But then that is totally a debatable topic. And Indian diplomacy is very well aware of who is right and who is wrong. Simply saying that India should have condemned Russia is nothing but blindly following the Western narrative. And now it is very clear that it is the Western countries who are not at all interested in any kind of negotiation. And they are continuously supplying Ukraine with money and military equipment. All G7 member states and all 27 European Union member states are engaged in this war by directly supplying weapons and money. It's been more than a year now, and despite more than a year of effort, they have not succeeded in bringing down Russia. Let me also tell you why Russia is still standing, despite so many sanctions. As of today, the world's most sanctioned country is Russia. So how is it that Russia is still standing despite such massive opposition? It is because India is supporting Russia. And I have seen narrative building even in this regard. They say India is buying Ukrainian blood by purchasing Russian oil. If this is true, if this narrative is true, then why is the United States sitting silently? A country that always looks for a reason to sanction another country? If there is any truth in this narrative, then why are they sitting silently? Why are they not putting sanctions against India? And by the way, trade is increasing between India and Russia. That means you have to agree that India seems to be successfully managing its diplomatic relations with both the United States and Russia, which no other country is able to do as of now. And that is why I'm again repeating that Western countries are not able to digest the fact that how is India maintaining neutrality? And they also very well know that if India maintains its neutrality and stands in the middle this way, then it is going to be extremely difficult to bring down Russia. That is why once again Western countries are putting a gun on Ukraine's shoulder to attack India. By sending the Ukrainian Deputy Foreign Minister to India, the Western countries want to initiate a global conversation about why India is not condemning Russia. I'll give you more evidence of why this is a Western agenda. As soon as the Ukrainian Deputy Foreign Minister arrived in India, she made a comment on her Twitter handle. She said, "Happy to visit India, the land that gave birth to many sages, saints and gurus. Today, India wants to be Vishwaguru, the global teacher and arbiter. In our case, we've got a very clear picture. Aggressor against an innocent victim." Basically, they are saying Ukraine is innocent victim. "Supporting Ukraine is the only right choice for true Vishwaguru." Can you see this? She has already made a final conclusion. This statement is enough to understand that this lady is speaking the same language as the Western countries. If you remember, a year ago, Ukraine's ambassador to India also did the same thing. He also talked about Mahabharat. And later he was removed by Ukrainian President Zelensky. Now think about it. What do all these things mean? Quoting Hindu Shastras, talking about Vishwaguru, Rishi Muni, saints. One can easily understand where Ukraine is heading. And by the way, I was surprised that she used the word Vishwaguru. Vishwaguru is a Hindi term. And it is not just a term, it is a sentiment of Indian citizens. It is crazy to imagine how much homework Western countries are doing. This is nothing but a trap for Prime Minister Modi and Indian Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar. They think maybe by taking these words, they will impress the Indian government. And furthermore, they don't even realize that by speaking these words, they are making a mockery out of themselves. Western countries are continuously giving weapons to Ukraine, and Ukraine itself is buying weapons from Pakistan, which is an enemy state of India. And then they use such terms while being in India. Either they have no clue what they are doing, or they very well know what they are doing, and that is to create a trap for India. Personally, I'm going with the second one. But then guess what? As soon as the Deputy Foreign Minister of Ukraine arrived in India and started giving her gyan, Russia made a big announcement. Russian Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov will be visiting India next week. He is going to be visiting India for key trade talks and to boost economic ties. Now, this is not a coincidence. Russia is also aware that the close ties between India and Russia are causing discomfort to Ukraine and Western nations. And now it is time to strengthen that relationship even more. And that is precisely the reason why Russia has decided to send its Deputy Prime Minister to India next week. Consider the significance of this. Sending the Deputy Prime Minister of Russian Federation carries far greater weight than the arrival of a regular minister. On one hand, Western nations are exerting significant pressure on India and trying to weaken the friendship between the two countries and create a rift in the friendship between India and Russia. On the other hand, Russia understands the Western agenda very well and has already made plans in advance to counter it and prevent any negative impact on its friendship with India. And for Ukraine, this is nothing but war tourism. These Western countries very well know that as long as they keep Ukraine at the center of the world's attention, the war will continue. Only then the arms market will continue to make profits, and this way they will also continue to pin Russia down. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.